President Trump hosted Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today for a hastily arranged meeting to discuss renewed U.S. talks with Iran over its nuclear program. Mr. Trump has of late been both threatening and cajoling the Islamic Republic. This week, the president is emphasizing diplomacy, and that has worried Israel. Stephanie Tsai examines Israel's demands for the talks and why aggressive Israeli action against Palestinians in the West Bank may be causing a rift between the leaders.
The meeting between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and President Trump lasted 2.5 hours. In a statement, the president said the meeting was very good and that there was nothing definitive reached other than he insisted negotiations with Iran continue to see whether or not a deal can be consummated. The Israeli leader has visited the White House more in Trump's second term than any other world leader. He made his intentions for this sixth visit clear before he left Israel.
On this trip, we will discuss a number of issues, Gaza, the region, but of course, first and foremost, the negotiations with Iran. I will present to the president our ideas about the principles in the negotiation.
Netanyahu's hasty meeting comes as the U.S. restarts talks on Iran's nuclear program. Israel and the U.S. are demanding Iran end its uranium enrichment program, limit its ballistic missile program, and end funding for militant groups in the region. In an interview on Fox News this week, President Trump projected confidence in his ability to make a deal, but doubted Iran would keep its word.
I'd rather make a deal. It's got to be a good deal, no nuclear weapons, no missiles, no this, no that, all the different things that you want. But some people worry that they've been very dishonest with us over the years.
The talks come amid a U.S. military buildup in the region that followed President Trump's promise to help Iranian citizens during deadly mass demonstrations last month. Help never came. Instead, the Trump administration's threats of military action have shifted toward pressuring Iran on a nuclear deal.
As you know, we have a massive flotilla right now going over to Iran. We'll see what happens.
Today, Vice President J.D. Vance underscored that point.
Well, look, I mean, if the Iranian people want to overthrow the regime, that's up to the Iranian people. What we're focused on right now is the fact that Iran can't have a nuclear weapon.
Meanwhile, ahead of his meeting with the president, Netanyahu officially joined President Trump's Board of Peace, which promises to transform Gaza from a war-ravaged territory to a wealthy metropolis by 2035. But ahead of the visit, another flashpoint. Defying Trump's stance against Israel's annexation of the West Bank, last weekend, Israel's Security Cabinet approved a measure that would make it easier for Jewish settlers to force Palestinians to give up land. Israel's ultra-nationalist finance minister, Bezalel Smotrich, said in a statement the measure would continue to, quote, bury the idea of a Palestinian state. The move drew sharp international criticism.
The secretary general warns that the current trajectory on the ground, including this decision, is eroding the prospects for a two-state solution.
Munther Alnache, who lives in Hebron, one of the world's oldest inhabited cities, says this is the latest move by the Netanyahu government to exile Palestinians.
This government is a fascist government that wants to control all areas of the West Bank and does not want a Palestinian presence in the West Bank or Gaza. They want to displace the Palestinian people.
Trump reiterated in an interview with Axios this week that he was against annexation, adding, quote, we have enough things to be thinking about now. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Stephanie Tsai.